T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Live Sunday nights, this is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And of course, you can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. If you ever miss an episode, you can always visit knss.radio.com. You'll find links to podcasts of all our previous episodes there. And of course, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook and Parler pages. And follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer. I don't know. As long as I'm on Twitter, I'm sticking through it. I don't know. It's as long until something else comes up better. But anyway, those are the best ways to get all the latest updates on the show. So the Kansas legislature reconvenes tomorrow with a membership that will be decidedly more Republican and, fortunately, more conservative than last year, hopefully increasing the GOP's ability to oppose Governor Laura Kelly. And as we have done since we started the show 3 years ago, starting tonight and each week the legislature's in session, we will bring you a member of either the Kansas House or Kansas Senate to give us a weekly update from Topeka. Joining us now to give us a preview of the upcoming 2021 session and what to expect next week is Kansas House Speaker Ron Reichman Jr. Mr. Speaker, thank you for joining us this evening, my friend.
Hey, John, thanks so much for having me on.
My pleasure, sir. This is going to be a very unique, challenging session for sure because of the COVID health concerns. I know, for example, the members aren't going to be seated in the chamber like what we're used to seeing. Access to the Capitol itself is limited as well. But I know you guys are trying to ensure transparency. And as the principal sponsor of the first live streaming bill, I was thrilled to see that committee hearings are finally, all of them are finally going to be live streamed, correct?
Live streamed with a full video as well, not just the audio, but video as well.
That's a huge step forward. And I know, there are some who are concerned, well, I'm not going to be able to get in and watch, but that's a major step forward, but it's going to be different. You guys, I know you've got work to do, but at the same time, you've got members that are older. And what's it going to be like for your membership and for the staff around the Capitol? It's just going to be a different session, I'm sure, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll just say this. With COVID, one of the silver linings of something you already addressed is that we're going to be able to jumpstart many of the things that we wanted to do to increase online access to the process. And again, having those live stream committee rooms is a big part of that. But you're right, it is going to be different. And be honest with you, change is hard.
Yeah.
But what we're tasked to do, I tell our members all the time, there's probably hasn't been a more important time to be a member of the Kansas legislature than right now during this moment, because the state is counting on us to do their business. And for that to happen, we have to be safe, healthy, and also out of quarantine. We had tremendous success this year, getting 86 members. You've heard us talk about, I know, John, you've talked about the importance of having 84 members.
Yeah.
If it's providing them both, if it's for to override a governor's veto, we have the numbers to do that. But if we're quarantined or we're homesick or homesick with a loved one, our numbers will be down. In fact, we're starting tomorrow down 2 members already and at least 7 staff members that either have COVID or are in quarantine.
Well, and that's going to, I think, be a problem you're going to struggle with all session, I'm sure. But, you know, like you said, despite COVID, you have a ton of work to do, to accomplish. Can you give us an idea what the legislative priorities that you're focused on? Obviously, you said value them both. I know you'd love to get a look at the tax cuts, the Tax Cuts and Job Act. You've got a budget that you've got to pass. So that's just the things that I'm thinking of the top of my head. There's just a bunch that you've got to do.
Sure. We have to, you know, pass business protection, big business liability protections. You know, we're wanting our businesses to get back and running. Last year, the bill that passed, you've talked about in the past, 2016, the trial attorneys had to approve that before the governor would sign it. This year, we hope to pass business protections that will actually help our businesses stay in business and recover during this time. Again, it probably would take 84 votes. You talked about value them both. What an opportunity we have to save 15 lives a day. Again, we can't do that if more of our 3 members aren't present. And so that's why you're seeing some of the work in the committees where we're everybody's 6 feet apart. And to do that, we'd have to take out some of the seats that the press or general public can be in. There is a few committee rooms that have access. They're all online. You mentioned our House chamber. We have everybody spread out by 6 feet, which means a lot of folks are in both galleries. Some of our members are struggling with the change, but most of them realize that we're there to do the business of the people and that the responsibility on our shoulders right now is great. And so they're putting aside where they're sitting and focusing on the work that we have to do, and I'm proud of them for that.
Well, and even the media, you know, speaking of issues, one of the ones that has been a recurring issue has been Medicaid expansion. But even the media will admit that Medicaid expansion is probably dead for the foreseeable future. And yet Governor Kelly continues to push that as part of her legislative agenda. I mean, are you expecting it to come up much, or do you think at least for this year we may not have to deal with that?
Oh, I'm sure it'll come up. Just, you know, set aside your position on expansion. It is a massive government program, and can you imagine giving the governor more responsibility?
Yeah, no.
During this time, I mean, you look at our unemployment offices. Look what's going on with our vaccines. Look what's going on with our testing. You know, we have enough on our hands right now. And I tell you, the state's tired of excuses. And you know, your intro to music, we're not going to take it. We're excited to get back. And part of getting back and be able to take care of the people's businesses, keeping people safe and out of quarantine.
We're talking with Kansas House Speaker Ron Reichman Jr. Ron, I'm glad you mentioned vaccine. I'd like to take a minute and talk about how the governor has handled vaccine distribution. Kansas is reporting the slowest COVID-19 vaccination rate in the country. But, you know, state health officials claim that that's because of a, quote, lack of training in computer systems and not inefficiency. Yet I looked it up again. The CDC database that's recently updated as recently as Monday placed Kansas last in vaccinations per capita. Yet KDHE Secretary Lee Norman sent out a tweet yesterday claiming, quote, we are now in the top tier of states in providing vaccinations on a per capita basis. So I just don't get this. You know, you got KDHE last week rejecting an Open Records Act regarding death certificates. On the one hand, they say this, they do something else. It's like, I mean, are they lying? Are they incompetent? What's going on here?
Well, I tell you, like I said, Kansans are tired of excuses. A lot of us realize the vaccine is going to help get through this. The vaccine is not for everyone, but for the ones that want it. I think it helps us get back to normal as soon as possible. You know, I just got some numbers out of Johnson County today, and there's over 25,000 people at the top grade, the top class, but they've only received 4,000 vaccines. And so before you even get to our school teachers and to other workers, which, you know, the Class B group is about 100,000 in Johnson County. You imagine only having 4,000 vaccines,
right,
to distribute. You know, it's, we knew this was going to be an issue. In fact, we asked the governor early on what the plan was. We want to be a part of that. We're still cheering her on. We want to find solutions. In fact, our committees are going to be discussing this week on how we can help this process. What are our issues? Now, we've heard from some of our rural hospitals where one instance where they didn't know the shipment was coming, and the night watchman received the package of vaccines, immediately put in a freezer. Unfortunately, they're already defrosted, and he ruined the whole batch.
I read that.
We heard from another county where they, based on the guidelines, could only use about 50 of the 200 vaccines that they were given. These do have a shelf life. And so, again, we've known this is going to be coming for a long time. We want to be part of the process to get those shots in the arms, the ones who want them. And rest assured, we're also going to talk about who's more important, our frontline workers, the folks in nursing homes, our school teachers, or those in prison.
Right.
Who should receive the vaccine first.
Well, or the governor and her husband. I mean, it does seem to me like there is some questions about, you know, how does the governor and her husband get put to the top of the list when you, like you said, you've got people who are living in senior living facilities that haven't received them yet. And what frustrates me is this is the same agency that had Chartgate, you know, earlier last year, and, you know, has had issues with falsifying data. And here we are at the bottom of the list when it comes to, you know, getting the vaccine out. The other thing I wanted to ask you about, you know, last year the legislature kind of hamstrung, which I'm glad they did, Kelly, of most of her emergency authority to restrict businesses or, you know, take other actions. That bill expires at the end of the month. The governor's already said she wants full restitution of her power and then some. That's a bill you've got to get done, and you've got to get it done by the end of the month, right?
Well, it's another one we may need 84 votes for. The governor's already mentioned that she's afraid that us coming back to the Capitol will become a super spreader. That's signaling to us that she doesn't want us there. I've heard a few Democrats also parrot the same messaging.
I have too.
And so we need to do everything we can to prove them wrong, to show that we can operate as safely as possible, and so we can pass a bill like House Bill 2016 again that did give some of the power back to the locals, and so that your local folks would have to say. If we don't pass it, the governor's right. She'll have won't have the restrictions and won't have the checks and balances.
Yeah, and that's our biggest concern, and I think that is why it's important that you're doing the restrictions that you're doing and taking those necessary precautions, because it is going to be so important, so essential that you have the members there when necessary. Because you're right, otherwise she is going to be able to have that authority, and the last thing we want is Governor Kelly with unrestricted authority. Ron, thank you again for joining us this evening. I'll give you a little preview. You are definitely going to want to tune in next Sunday, because I know one of the things that's likely to come up tomorrow is the Democrats are going to try and file a complaint and start the ouster proceedings for Aaron Coleman. Aaron Coleman's going to be on our show next Sunday. So that's, you know, we got everything else going on. You may have a first. This is the first time we've had one of those proceedings, too, in the Kansas House, isn't it?
I'm not aware of another time in our state's history when members were looked at choosing who they serve with instead of letting the voters.
Yeah, it's that whole thing, especially when you consider what national Democrats are saying about what happened Wednesday. And now here in Kansas, the Kansas Democrat Party is trying to oust someone who got 66% of the vote. But, you know, it's just strange. The Kansas Democrat Party is a dumpster fire. But, Ron, thank you again for joining us this evening, my friend. Carry on the fight. We appreciate you, and we'll be watching. Thanks for keeping us updated and giving us our update, my friend.
Hey, thanks, John. Take care.
Appreciate you, brother. We'll take a quick break, and then I want to hear from you. You know, let's talk about Wednesday. What do you guys think about what happened at our nation's capital? Are you worried? Did you think it was handled right? Are you curious about what's coming up at this week's first session of the legislature? Studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show. We'll be back right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.